Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Dottie Krogh, and for some of you, you will have guessed what that's all about. Good morning to you, Dottie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Of course, we want to talk about the Master Gardener plant sale.
We do, and we are so glad that it's back this year. We missed a year, so we're so glad to have it back. Everybody loves a plant sale.
You bet. And I'm thinking, you know, if somebody's listening that says, that's not for me, I don't ever plant anything, I'm just going to say, well, say thank goodness for the people who do it and just enjoy the results.
Well, this is true. I also say come out and just look at the variety. You know, usually when you think of a plant sale, you're thinking of perennials that, you know, are going to come back year after year. But, you know, we have some members that are bringing some vegetables, some herbs, some houseplants. You know, you just never know what you might find. So come out and look and enjoy the nice morning.
Yes, you bet. And there's always somebody there to visit with. Whether it's a master gardener or another shopper, always a good time to visit. And it is going to be held when and where and what time?
It is Saturday, May 8th. It starts at 8 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center on West 10th Street. We will go until 10 o'clock or until all the plants are gone, which sometimes happens.
Yeah, or maybe just a few hostas left. We always seem to have a lot of hostas.
We always have plenty of hostas, yes, but everybody loves hostas.
Yes, and I will just admit I'm contributing about 20, so there's a good start.
Right, yes.
But lots of others. And again, all kinds of varieties of hostas, they're not all the same either, so lots to choose from there. But saying hostas, what else have Master Gardeners said they're going to be bringing?
Well, so for vegetables, I have tomato plants, sweet potato slips, and something kind of interesting, walking onions. Not real familiar with that, but I'm intrigued.
Yes, I'll just mention walking onions, and then we'll go on to the flowers. But we did plant some of those at Harrisdale Homestead, and they are great fun. If you have kids planting stuff, I especially recommend it. But it's good for anybody who likes onions. They get so tall, and then they just tip over and plant themselves again.
So they literally walk across your garden.
They literally do. And if you decide you want to get rid of them, well, they're easy to get rid of, too. So it's not like an invasive thing that you go, oh, I don't want those. Just experiment. Great fun, walking onions. So some vegetables and lots of flowers.
Yes. So most of our flowers are perennials. So we have daylilies and Stella lilies, iris. A perennial geranium, which can tend to be a ground cover. Lamium is also a ground cover. Columbine, coral bells, allium, ajuga, ferns, columbine, baptista, and coneflowers. Those are the things the members have told me they're bringing, but I'm sure there will be others that they haven't told me about yet. So come out and be surprised.
Yes. Sometimes when you go out to your garden and your master gardeners are looking for things to pot up, we get surprised, and there are things there that we didn't realize were going to have popped up.
Right, or we didn't realize we had so many of something. Yes. It's like, what a great time to divide them up and give some to the plant sale.
You bet. And we do have, I know, at least a couple of people who are not master gardeners who are bringing plants also. And so if you're planning to do that, I think you really need to contact Dottie, because we don't need a lot of those. But, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to know ahead of time. And you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132 if you have some plants you want to donate. We would even help you dig if you need help digging.
All right. So talking about help, I'm thinking some people don't buy just one plant. They buy lots. And sometimes need some help getting those loaded.
Yes, that can happen. So we the members are very happy to help you load plants into your car. We do have boxes usually in bags that you can use. But if you want to bring your own, or if you want to bring your coaster wagon or your grandson to come help you load, you're welcome to do that too.
Kind of plan ahead a little bit. But if not, you will get some help there. So we haven't talked about cost.
Oh, well, the cost is probably the best part. So For the most part, all of the plants are free will donation to the Master Gardeners. Once in a while, we have some special things that we'll put a price on. But for the most part, it's a donation from you. And you know you're donating to a good cause. So that's no tagging, worrying about dickering over price with us.
Right. But talk about tagging. There are some good tags on them.
Yes, we have a different kind of tag. So on the plants, there should be tags that will tell you what kind of a plant it is, whether it's sun or shade, possibly what color it is. You might even have a picture and some planting instructions for that particular plant.
All right. So look for that. And then if you still have a question, that's what Master Gardeners is there for.
That's what Master Gardeners is there for. We'll be there to answer any questions you have about your particular plant or about what would work good in your particular garden.
And yeah, I think it's always good before you to come to kind of look around, and maybe you've been doing that as your own garden is popping up and going, here's a space. How big a space is it? And those kinds of things. And Dottie, just in case there's some beginners, you know, we have lots of people who have returned every year to get plants, but lots more people have been interested in planting. So let's give them some tips.
Well, so the first tip for planting would be to decide where you're going to plant and kind of look at your spot. You want to know how big it is. You want to know if it's sunny or shady. You want to know if it's wet or dry, because different plants like different conditions. Before you plant, you want to prepare the site by loosening up the dirt and getting rid of the weeds. So those are kind of things you want to think about before you buy. When you get those things home to plant, assuming you already have your spot prepared, it's a good idea to put some water in the hole so the plant has some water right away. And then, of course, you want to water after you're done planting also. Make sure the plant is properly in the ground, level with the ground so the roots are underground and the plant is above ground. Pull off any dead leaves or twigs that might be on the plant. And then think about fertilizer, maybe using prune to keep the weeds down. And then my favorite thing that helps me with my gardening is mulch. And mulching around the plant to keep the moisture in, keep the weeds down. And just remember to mulch the ground, not the plant. And don't get the mulch too close to the plant or you'll have the stem may rot.
Okay, lots of things to learn, but you know, that's what gardening is all about. There's never any 2 years the same for all kinds of reasons. It's always an adventure, so kind of jump in there and take advantage of that. So we mentioned a little bit about this is free will offering, and that the money goes to some projects. You want to just mention a few of those, Dottie?
Yeah, some of the things that the Master Gardeners do. We have gardening grants every year. The deadline just closed on those last week, so hopefully we've had some good applications for those. We have a horticulture scholarship we give out every year. We have a couple areas that we do the planting. David's Corner is a corner of the city park in Atlantic. And we also maintain most of the gardens at the Cass County Community Center. And then we try to do education things during the year. We're at Produce in the Park, I think almost every week we're planning to be. We help with the gardens down at the trailer park. And then we do some education projects with the schools and the libraries. And, of course, we're always welcome. Someone wants us to come and speak, write a newspaper article, that kind of thing about plants and education. We're happy to do that.
And it's time, if you've just thought about, I'd like to be a master gardener, it's time soon to take a little action on that.
It is. We have a deadline. I think it's in August sometime to sign up for this year's class, which will start in September. They're going to be mostly online this year, but there will be some group activities also to actually see plants and that kind of thing. So if you want information about becoming a master gardener, you can contact the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. And, you know, it's basically you have a certain number of courses that you have to do. I think there is an exam at the end, although I'm not sure it's a requirement to pass it.
It's open book, so it's not too difficult.
Yeah, and then you've got to put in a certain number of hours of actually planting in order to actually to become a full-fledged master gardener.
Have you ever had any trouble meeting your goal, Dottie?
Never.
No.
Never.
I know when it's announced that you have to have, I believe it's 40 hours that first year, people go, but that's over a whole year.
It is.
And it goes pretty quickly.
Yeah, and most of the master gardeners have some special projects they work on during the year in addition to the ones that the whole group does. You know, I do things at my church and at the library. So most people have a project they keep up, and so the hours add up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Even helping a friend, answering questions, it counts. You know, there's so many things that you can do.
Right.
So, again, time, date, place for the plant sale?
It is Saturday, May 8th, starting at 8 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center on West 10th Street. We will have things spread out for social distancing. Recommend you wear a mask, not required. And if you don't want to get out of your car, you're welcome to drive up and we'll fill your order for you.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Dottie Krogh, for visiting with us and for volunteering to head up this plant sale for the Master Gardeners.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought from Shona. You don't have to remind a flower when it's time to bloom. It has been preparing for it all its life.